Walden Ranger.
So everybody, there is a good chance we need to form a fleet during this fireside. So be ready to, I'm not going to pre-ping it. I'm just going to tell you here that there might be a fleet soon. So get ready in ULX to join a fleet.
Hey, everybody. So we see a couple people, you know, still piling in here. One thing, guys, I did talk to Asher this morning. He's doing good. He literally did a stand-up comedian routine yesterday. He refused to tell us how well or badly it went. I don't know. He just said he did this stand-up routine. So did he go to Costco after? You know, I'm not convinced it wasn't actually in a Costco there, Rose. You know, could very well be.
Right. I didn't think the most people have hopped in by then.
So, I'm going to speak one more time because a lot of people joined. Be ready to join a fleet any moment. It will be pinged very soon. So be ready to join a fleet any moment. Just listen to this channel and to all the nice things Slinger has to say and annoy him in Elysium. But just be aware that there will be a fleet very soon.
Yeah, make sure you're washing your pings and getting ready for jumping in those fleets once they happen. But yeah, so hi everyone. I'm Shingle, if you don't know me. I'll be running today's fireside because Ranger and Asher aren't. Well, Asher's not here, Ranger can't bother. So if you don't know me, I'm one of the directors of Diplomacy. And so during the questions bit a little later, I'll be able to answer questions you have from that diplomacy perspective. And next week you'll be treated to Ryohei holding the fireside. So this week we had FanFest. FanFest just happened. We had 127 goons in Iceland representing us, which is pretty cool. Lots of us. Alongside 81 Innit and 79 Horde. It's a really, really strong showing from our group. The next expansion for EVE, which is EVE Legion, launches on the 27th of May. Not going to call out every change, as some are probably subject to change, but the ones that are important to talk about are the surgical strike changes from a few years ago are basically being fully reverted, which thank fucking God for that. Titans are getting a 20% increase to their base DD damage alongside a skill that will increase the damage as well. So
another new skill.
Yeah, another new skill, yeah. So Titan pilots, if you have leftover, or if you have free SP from your current event, make sure you're sort of saving that for that skill.
Just to be clear, that's for the focus Doomsday on both of those buffs. And for those curious, that will put you up to 4.5 million damage Doomsday if you have all skills to 5.
Which makes the Titan DD pretty incredible after this change. So definitely worth, if you have a Titan pilot, if you have Titan pilots, as some of you may do, make sure you're getting that trained as soon as possible. Titans are also moving to a 500% bonus from 300% bonus to armor plates and shield extenders, which massive and supers are moving from 200% to 400%. What that means is we're Titans and supers are getting a massive EHP boost. Resistances across the board are also being buffed by about 11%, which is, again, just going to further increase the overall EHP for our big toys and for everything in general. Logi pilots are getting some love, and they'll be a bit harder to hit. You should definitely go and fly more Logi. Hopefully one day we'll get Logi kill marks. Maybe one day. TC, please.
Hey, you shoot a Logi, you get a kill mark.
For the people that want it, super HP changes are in Elysium.
So for everybody also, we need more people. We have still left for 60 people in fleet. So please, more people join the rogue fleet. The Horde is Formbrick in to shoot them. So join the fleet now, please.
You can go ahead and click listen to this channel so you can keep hearing the fireside if you want to. But yeah, you should go jump in this fleet. There are new data and relic implant sets and exploration solve upgrades. We'll be looking at if and where it makes sense to put those in. So stand by for information on those as we figure it out. There is a new pirate dread for the Angel faction. It will be very expensive. Almost certainly, probably unlikely to be mainline, but we will see. It looks pretty cool though. Can move while it's sieged and MGD while it's sieged, which is pretty interesting. A really cool one is when you take over Sov in the coming update, you'll be able to pay a fee to take over all the Skyhooks in a system that you conquered, which massively streamlines the Sov taking process. There's a big upcoming focus on ESI. Hopefully some nice opportunities for improved tools for the future. There's a new map coming at some point, which looks like a Dartland style display is being integrated alongside things like inbuilt jump ranges. I'm going to link it here, but you can watch the full keynote if you didn't catch it. Have that link. There's a Nemesis event, which will kick off on September 16th. No one knows the details, so keep an eye on updates from CCP. And overall, I think the sort of consensus is that CCP is doing a pretty good, like, this is a pretty good expansion. People seem pretty happy about the changes that are coming. And it seems like they're kind of taking it on board. A lot of feedback, which is good.
That's a Vanguard event, the way.
Okay. Well, if you care about cheaters, then yeah, September 16th for Nemesis. Okay, so for us, we're moving up Locust from the 30th of May to the 23rd of May, so Locust will be on the 23rd of May. We had an absolute ton of people out for the current Locust. It's kind of amazing. There are tons and tons of people. It's like 420-ish goons out there slurping up rocks. So thanks to everyone. The miners, the SCs, recons, bridges, and the defense guys. If you guys haven't already, you should make sure you join Locust and make some ISK. We're doing a Merlin move up. I never know how to say that fucking name. A Merlin move up on the 10th of May, and a regional gate crossing from 49U on the 17th of May. Okay, we want to, as always, call out FT Waltz.
I can expand on that a little bit. We've been pushing a lot recently about getting dread alts. When we ping for caps, that doesn't mean we don't need sub caps anymore. So it doesn't matter how you lay out your accounts, but make sure you have the ability to have a character and a subcap fleet alongside a character and a cap fleet. If your main is higher skill points and that's your cap pilot, that's fine. Work on having an alt that can join in like a Ferox Navy is a great place to start. We do lots of those fleets. Logi's another one where Logi slots into a lot of fleets pretty well. But yeah, just make sure you have the ability to contribute to the subcap fleets as well. And the dread priority hasn't changed. So there's a post about it you can go read.
Awesome. Thank you, Sniper. Okay, so we have an ongoing event. In Elysium, I've linked a couple of times, there is a website there you can see skill plans for FT alts. You should use that and make sure you're getting your alts trained up to useful subs and then being able to get them into capital ships, ideally. Okay, there's an ongoing event. Beyond's calling out for Locust contracts, please make them longer than 24 hours. Set them to like a longer duration for your Locust contracts. Okay, there is an ongoing event. You should save your skill points. There's a new doctrine coming next week, so be prepared. Titan pilots, also make sure you save your skill points, as we talked about before, for the DD skill that's coming out. Make sure you guys have your alpha alts set up in E3OI. And CAD, control.delve, will be upgrading from T1 Ferox into Ferox Navies soon TN. So that's something you should be prepared for. We're going to be upgrading from T1 Varroxes to FNIs. Okay, there's a buyback that GSOL's running, which is buying minerals, ice products, and PI. DPI. PI is good. PI makes everyone happy. Ryo's posting links in there for the...
I think you skipped the other buyback. For the CAD.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, good point. So we are putting up a buyback for your current Pharoxes, so your Pharoxes that you have in your CAD alts. We are going to be putting up... we're going to be buying up your current Pharoxes so that you can then buy FNIs. I think price is to be confirmed.
I think Ranger's
It'll be ready to go later this week, and we'll have a post up with all the details on that. As far as training goes, if you have trained the skill plan that you were given for CAD, you don't need to train anything else. Everything works.
All right, saves and squads. So join skirmish commanders, make content, get paid. Go lead fleets, have fun getting things blown up, ideally. Make sure you join scouts as well. So scouts are recruiting as always. Go be creepy, watch things, stare at people, have fun doing so. And if you if there's no fleet going out, or there's nothing going on at any given time, the Lemmings channel in-game is really helpful. You can use that to hook up with people to go out and go chase bads in our space. Have I missed anything, Sniper, or anyone?
I think that's it. As far as the FanFest stuff, we put the link to the Eve keynote. It was kind of backwards this year, so usually like the CCP keynote that's on Friday is a lot more, it's a lot less Eve focused and a lot more CCP focused. That was kind of backwards this year, so most of the juice is actually in that Eve keynote. And then the one that was today, while still good, it was just like a deep dive with some more details on things. There weren't any like big reveals in the one today. So if you have a limited amount of time to sit and mindlessly watch YouTube videos, definitely go for that that Eve keynote from Friday. Oh yeah, new SOV upgrades. I can hit that real quick. So they're giving us a bunch of things. We don't have numbers, so we can just look at them from a very high level. We don't actually know what the impact is going to be yet. They are giving us upgrades that let you convert between power and workforce. That will help with some of the systems that are like brick to enable jump bridges and stuff like that. Should enable more flexibility, but again, no numbers. They're also adding system effect upgrades that are similar to the Metaliminal Storms, but they only give the buffs. I will paste my shitty TLDR notes on those in Elysium. And then we're also, people are probably really excited about this, we're getting back our exploration upgrades. They don't only affect the system they're spawned in. Again, we'll need more details, but they said they should spawn up to 5 jumps away from the upgraded system, and there's going to be escalations, there's going to be a new implant set, there's new BPC drops. Oh, did I get baited into a bingo, Rose?
Alright, one last thing to call out from FanFest, which is that apparently we're going to be featured in a fourth Guinness World Record now for the Great Migration. So, congrats everyone for taking up this stuff and moving in the crossface, and a big deal was made of it. It was a pretty big deal. Like, it's an insane thing we did.
Cool. I think that's mostly it. We can probably do some quick Q&A. Make sure we're filling up that rogue fleet as well, guys.
Sorry, fool. Sniper.
Oh, cool. Okay. Fantastic.
All right, yeah. If you guys have any questions, please pop them in the Elysium, and I'll try and get through as many as I can. Again, if you have any questions involving anything to do with diplomacy as well, I can answer those in particular. Quite far interim deathmatic update. Give me like 30 seconds to think about it, and yeah, sure. So, short version is, I think since the last time we had a death update, obviously Innit and us reset. So we're no longer with Innit. We have a pretty interesting situation in terms of our neighbors. Like, we have, so immediately next to us, we have Vapor, owning fleets, XIX, Siege Green, and then sort of beyond that, we have a sort of pretty interesting plethora of people out in sort of that direction. And yeah, I mean, you guys will be seeing, we're hopefully having significantly more fun, much less time traveling to get to fights, which is kind of the whole point of the move. So we're no longer buried behind lines.
I'll rapid fire some questions so Shingley can get back on track. Thoughts on new Angel Dread? It's interesting, but pirate faction dreads are way too expensive to be in a normal dread fleet. Obviously, I'm not your dad, and I'm not going to tell you what to do, but
they're reducing the cost a bit. I know you haven't watched that one yet, Sniper, but reducing what he said on the actual stream was they're looking at reducing the ISK and LP costs by 50% for the BPCs on pirate dreads.
That still makes them pretty expensive.
I think it's around Lancer Dread price at that point.
Yeah, I mean, they were like 50 bill, or I know the Vehement was like 50 bill before any changes, so I'm gonna drop that to like, you know, 25 or something. People are saying like 30. Yeah, so they're still like halfway to a super or multiple normal dreads, so if you like really shiny things that are really expensive when they blow up, go nuts, but you're not going to see like a, you know, hey, we're gonna have like, you know, pushing the Angel Dreads or something as something we do. But Trig Marauder as well, like, it'll do Marauder things. I'm sure the Tower high score thread in the Incursion sub forum is going to be in shambles once those come out, so...
I have an answer to a question.
Oh, good.
Where did it go? Someone asked about switching from Avatar to some other Titan. We're encouraging the Titan pilots to not get Avatars. True, is there a program to get books, etc.? There is not a program, but what does happen occasionally is that we will have someone who, for whatever reason, all they had is an Avatar pilot, and I will pop up in Titan Swarm and say, hey, does someone want to upgrade? And then someone who has an Avatar can trade their Avatar for the Erebus or the Levi or the Reg that the counterparty built. And then I pronounce those two people Titan wives, and we celebrate. So the Alliance does facilitate the trade itself, but we're not buying books for anyone, for example.
Thank you, Kaz. Let's see, there was another one I was going to hit. Talking about the SS changes. Yeah, Guard Bees will test that once the patch hits and see. And if it does make sense, then yeah, you'll swap out your Equites for Templars or something. That's already, like, the Equites are nice, but it's not like the Templars don't work well at all. So if the SS fighters don't work for that anymore, it won't be a huge deal. Yeah, as Ryo said, Avatars are no longer the worst Titan in every field, just most of them. Thanks. Hey, I found this knife in my back. Does anybody know where it came from?
Can we still encourage people to not go to his Avatars? Kali?
Also, if you thought your super didn't die before in Beehive, it really isn't dying now.
Yeah, this is a pretty chonky EHP buff.
They still die if Kaon forges us, though.
No, that's just Titans.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
I did do the numbers, but I don't have them in front of my face, so...
Bigly is the answer.
I think it's like 116 million for our Azerial fit, and then 138 million for the Komodo. Yes, million EHP.
Hey, Zintage, just so Wingman can continue to endlessly troll me, can you say what the new EHP of Wyverns and Avatars are?
The Wyvern is 75.9 million, and the Avatar is 71 million.
I'm almost a shield super now, boys. You heard it here first. To Elk, I think it's more of a why not Vern now.
You guys cool. Know how the Nyx is flat? Well, you see, it's the perfect shape to be an armor plate. Because that's all it is. It's just an extra armor plate for every other super.
Right. I think we've probably... It sounds like we're mostly out of questions. So why don't we let you guys go off to do fleet stuff and we'll let you go.
Sounds good. Thanks, everybody. See you next week. We will have another guest host next week, and then Asher will be back the week after that.
One who hopefully won't get baited into 20-minute tangents.